Listen, Mac, tip goes up at 8 o'clock, and the Lakers take on the Hawks in Atlanta this evening. You can hear it all on our sister station, 106.9. The Bomb. Coverage starts at 4:15.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Crews are still working one accident on the Northern Beltway in the Northwest, actually. 215 eastbound before Aliante Parkway. Last we saw, that was taking up the left lane. You want to stay to the right if you're going that way. 215 eastbound before Aliante Parkway in the Northwest Valley. On the surface streets, new southeast injury accident on Warm Springs westbound at Paradise. Also one in the Northwest at Smoke Ranch Road and Torrey Pines. All clear, though, on I-15 and 95. Just like yesterday, in for another great weather day in the valley. Clear, sunny skies will hit the low 70s again this afternoon. We're at 54 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. He can be your dentist, too. And now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry, with two convenient locations in the Southwest, that's where I go, and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. I had a chance to visit earlier today with a guy who wants to be your next U.S. senator from the state of Nevada. He is Dr. Jeff Gunter. He is a candidate for the U.S. Senate, the former U.N. ambassador to Iceland under President Trump, and he is a dermatologist and a longtime businessman across the state of Nevada. And he was at the Trump rally on Saturday. I asked him, what did you think of Trump's speech?
It was absolutely brilliant. And compare that with crooked Joe Biden, who can't even articulate a single word, will not take an interview. And here is President Trump, incredibly smart, incredibly articulate, and incredibly full of common sense. And it just reminds me of the days of Reagan. We have a newfound patriotism, and we have rediscovered common sense, along with Donald Trump's brilliant policies of peace through strength. And you can go all the way down the line. And it was fantastic. And he's so strong, and he's a fierce fighter for the American public, and he never quits. He absolutely never, ever, ever quits for us. and so will I as the next U.S. senator from Nevada.
The rally was billed as a commit to caucus rally. I've got a lot of friends who have come to me just in the last week saying, what should I do? Should I vote in the February 6th primary? Should I vote in the caucus? Should I go caucus on the 8th of February? What are you telling your friends?
Caucus on the 8th of February. Caucus strong. Send a huge message that it is important that we have voter ID, that it is important that we vote on one day, that it's important that we vote with paper ballots. These are the messages that we're going to send when Nevada caucuses on February 8th. We all know the importance of election integrity. We also know and can see that they're trying to have election interference with Donald Trump. So Nevada is going to send a huge message when we caucus on February 8th.
You have foreign policy experience as the former ambassador to Iceland. Over the weekend, we found that U.S. troops were killed in Jordan. Three were killed, and 40-plus were wounded. I'm curious about your reaction to the Biden inaction over the course of the last few days.
It's absolutely tragic. The loss of life of those reservists from the state of Georgia is absolutely terrible, and our thoughts and prayers go out to their families. But the reality is this has all been created by Joe Biden. We all know that weakness invites aggression, and we obtain peace through strength. And none of this was happening with Donald J. Trump. In fact, we went 18 months without losing a single service member in Afghanistan when he made it very clear in those famous conversations with Abdul. You know, he used to call President Trump His Excellency. When President Trump handed him that file, he opened it up and he said, Your Excellency, why are you giving me a picture of my house? And Donald Trump said, you will have to figure it out. And also remember when we took out
I love that story. I love that story. I never get tired of that.
It's peace through strength. It's absolutely. And if you don't believe me, Kevin, go ask Soleimani how he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Or if you don't believe in peace through strength, go ask Baghdadi how he's doing. So Donald Trump's policy of peace through strength, which is the same policy that I will advocate and support when I'm the next senator from Nevada, creates peace. Creates stability and actually creates American strength, just like when I served in Iceland. It was the same idea that we were going to prop up our troops, we were going to support our NATO allies, and we were going to, in the great power struggle in the high north, we were going to show strength, and that creates stability, and that creates peace around the world, and that's exactly what we saw with Donald J. Trump.
Dr. Jeff Gunter joining us, candidate for the U.S. Senate. It is imperative that we unseat Jackie Rosen. 25 governors have come together to sign a letter opposing the Biden policies along our southern border. Do we need more laws, or do we just need the current president to enforce the laws that are already on the books?
We need to merely enforce the laws. We need to make crime illegal again. And it's really, really true. There's so many crimes that are being committed, but they're not being prosecuted. Look what's happening at our border. They're starting to have the final impeachment hearing against Ali Mayorkas, the big fraud and the disaster at the border. And we absolutely need to make crime illegal again here in our country. And don't forget the immigration crisis has a direct impact on Nevada. We have the Super Bowl coming up. We have constant large events and great successes here in Nevada. And we have to make sure that we're not infected with human trafficking. We have to make sure that there's not crime across the border affecting Nevada. And we have to make sure that drugs and all the things that we've seen from our open border are not hurting our great state here in Nevada.
Dr. Jeff Gunter joining us earlier on the program. Running for the United States Senate. The one thing I will say is that we need a new U.S. senator from the state of Nevada. Jackie Rosen has been atrocious. She's been horrible. And it's not going to get better. Another 6 years of Jackie Rosen is not going to make it any better. We need the 51st U.S. senator. That's what we need. And that's why Dr. Jeff is running. One thing, even the president did a shout out at the rally on Saturday. Yeah. He called him out by name. I love it. I just absolutely love it. That's going to just about do it. Tomorrow, more on the closing of the Tropicana on April 2nd. How will the Trop closing impact all kinds of folks that are working there, some for 10 or 12 years? We'll do that tomorrow right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Tower 22, UNRWA, justice for Trump, and a fallen officer. That's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a group in Syria, it is believed to be backed by Iran, launched that drone at an American outpost in Jordan. That outpost is called Tower 22. We've gotten word that the reason the drone attack was successful is because at the same time that this enemy drone was coming in, one of our drones was coming back to base. So apparently we didn't know at the time whether this was friend or foe. Three Americans were killed. Sergeant William Rivers, 46, of Carrollton, Georgia. Specialist Kennedy Sanders, 24, of Waycross, Georgia. And Specialist Brianna Moffitt, 23, of Savannah, Georgia. All were from a U.S. Army Reserve unit based out of Georgia. The number of injured is now up to 40. The drone hit an area where many were sleeping. There's been 165 attacks on U.S. forces since October 17th. UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East. Donald Trump stopped all funding to UNRWA. And the left freaked out, of course. So Biden gave that funding back almost immediately into his presidency. This was a temporary program started back in 1948 to help Palestinian refugees. Of course, it's been made permanent since then. The accusation is that this money goes to support Hamas. We pay over half of the funding for the program, over $300 million a year. Israel says that 13 of the employees are directly connected to Hamas. A rare moment of justice, a man who stole and leaked President Trump's tax returns has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Charles Littlejohn, 38, pled guilty to one count of unauthorized disclosure of income tax returns. But he also released the tax returns of Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and many others. His attorney said he had a deep moral belief that the American people had a right to know the information, and sharing it was the only way to effect change. Back in 2005, a Baton Rouge police officer was killed in the line of duty. A grateful community lined the streets of the funeral procession. At one point in the procession was a five-year-old girl who held a sign that said, "Thank you, Mr. Policeman." Well, the policeman's mom saw that little girl. They met a year later and became close. The officer's mom went to this little girl's birthdays and graduations every year since 2005. The most recent event that this officer's mom went to was at this little girl's graduation from police academy. She's now 24, following in Mr. Policeman's footsteps. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Want to simplify your business finances across expenses, payments, and accounting? Check out Ramp, a corporate card and financial software suite designed to help you save time and put money in your pocket. Ramp's accounting software automatically collects receipts and then categorizes expenses in real time, so you will save time each month on employee expenses, allowing you to close your books in days, not weeks. Ramp is easy to use. Get started, issue virtual and physical cards, and start making payments in less than 15 minutes. And it doesn't matter whether you have 5 employees or 5,000. Get $250 when you join Ramp. Go to ramp.com/no spin. Ramp.com/no spin. RAMP.com/no spin. Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank. Members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Still keeping your New Year's resolution? Neither are we. But here's some good news. You can eat healthy at Smoking Pig Barbecue. Our southern greens, made with collards, kale, and Swiss chard, are delicious and genuine southern, full of vitamins and minerals. Or try salad with our slow-smoked brisket or juicy chicken on top. Protein is good. You can skip the peanut butter pie till April. We still love you. Smoking Pig Barbecue. 16 short minutes from downtown, where Las Vegas Boulevard meets Craig. Smoking Pig Barbecue. We cater.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, President Biden's now being forced to act, even though confronting bad situations is the absolute last thing he really wants to do. But he has no choice. Iranian terrorist surrogates are now attacking American forces in the Middle East. So Biden will have to punish the mullahs, especially since three U.S. servicemen were killed over the weekend. On the border, the situation is so dire, 70% of the American people say the president's open border policy is unacceptable. And the noose is swaying above Hunter Biden's head. As it's obvious, he violated a bevy of federal laws and amassing millions from foreign agents. Joe Biden has to know Hunter has violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act. In addition, Hunter is charged with felonious tax violations in Delaware and California. There is nowhere for Joe Biden to hide on any of these things. He is massively exposed. So what will he do? As little as possible if history holds up. But no matter what he does, Biden's legacy is damaged perhaps beyond repair. So many problems unsolved, so few solutions coming out of the White House. And so the American people wait for Joe to do something. It has been a very long wait. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Go to the mail. Andrea, there are millions of Republicans who will not vote for Trump again. My relatives and I concluded. Plus, Democrats and independents, we have 8 months to go. Please, God, Nikki Haley can do it. Nikki Haley is not going to do it. God is not going to intervene. I shouldn't say that. I mean, I don't know what God's plans are, but she can't overcome him. So your decision, Andrea, is more the Democratic Party or a guy you don't like who governed efficiently. That's the decision. Mark, hey, Bill, you probably touched on this, but it deserves revisiting. Another Trump presidency means little unless the House stays Republican and the Senate turns to Republican control. Very true. And that's been ignored. But come the fall, it'll take on more importance. That's very true. Jim Cray, Plano, Texas. Governor Abbott has just as much of a constitutional obligation to secure his state's border as the president does. However, the president is not following the rules. Therefore, Governor Abbott has an obligation to break the rules. Not in the Constitution. And if Governor Abbott does not obey the Supreme Court ruling, they'll put him in jail. You have to obey the Supreme Court, whether you like it or not. Paul England, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Concerning Trump's potential VP pick, I find Mike Pompeo absent. And I find him to be intellectually very capable. He is. But Donald Trump needs a minority or a woman on the second for obvious reasons. What he needs. Pompeo's a brilliant man. Thomas Francis, Marietta, Georgia. Hey, Bill, we're longtime viewers. We moved to Cobb County, Georgia, from California 3 years ago. We love it. You say Governor Kemp needs to deal with Fannie Willis. Who has the authority to deal with her? She's an elected county attorney general. The governor and the attorney general of Georgia can deal with Fannie Willis. I think the legislature is going to impeach him. But Kemp is strangely silent. I know he doesn't like Trump, but he shouldn't be. In a moment, something you might not know. Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, this water ain't woke, and bottled with liberal tears. Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com, use code BILL for 15% off.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years, 5 years, more? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 51 years ago today, two White House staffers were found guilty of domestic espionage. The scandal dragged on for another 18 months, ending with the resignation of President Richard Nixon. Here is the story of Watergate. In June 1972, a group of men were arrested while breaking into the Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C. That complex was the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee. The crew included Cuban refugees and James McCord Jr., a former CIA operative. The scheme was concocted by G. Gordon Liddy, an eccentric FBI agent and member of Nixon's reelection team. He was also an admirer, somewhat anyway, of Adolf Hitler. Liddy was previously tasked by Nixon to stop damaging leaks coming out of the White House. His unit was referred to as the Plumbers. The Watergate break-in gained national attention and all over the world. On January 30th, 1973, after just 90 minutes of deliberation, a jury found Liddy and McCord guilty of conspiracy, burglary, and illegal wire tapping. G. Gordon was given 20 years in prison, ordered to pay a fine of $40,000. Upon his arrival in jail, Liddy proudly sang the official anthem of the Nazi Party, suggesting that the American system was fascist. G. Gordon Liddy was released 4 years later by Jimmy Carter. He reinvented himself as a successful radio host and political commentator. The felon also acted in a few TV shows, Perry Mason, Fear Factor, Miami Vice. G. Gordon Liddy died in March 2021 at the age of 90. James McCord served just 5 months for his crimes. He spent the rest of his life in obscurity and died in 2017. McCord was 93. In total, 69 people were convicted of Watergate crimes. 14 went to prison, including John Mitchell, the former attorney general, but not President Nixon. He was pardoned by President Ford. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.